Hello, and welcome to the inaugural podcast of Coffee with Jesus. If you have any thoughts or ideas for topics that you would like to hear, please feel free to leave a comment and let me know, and I will include the topic in a future podcast. I would like to start with a message of hope, which is why this is called Hope Springs Eternal. 2020 has been a very difficult year for a lot of people, and it seems like it's never going to end. It seems like there's just no hope, but there is, and that's what I would like to talk about today. I would like to start by reading a passage from the book of Titus. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly possessions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify himself, a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. W. Colin McKay wrote a play called Hope Springs Eternal. In this play, a teacher talks a lady out of jumping off of a bridge. And then later on, that lady talks the same teacher off of jumping off the same bridge. One of the things the teacher tells the lady is that life is hope, and that hope is eternal. He uses hope to talk her down off the edge. A lack of hope is what brought her there. Hope is what brought her down. Sometimes life can seem hopeless, especially this year. 2020 has been a year of hopelessness, it seems. So many things have happened, and it seems like it's never ending. The world can throw all sorts of problems at us. Problems with family, problems with work, problems with finances. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you have a job, but you're living paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you've had your hours reduced. Maybe a family member is sick. Maybe you've lost someone close and dear to you. No matter what life throws at you, no matter how many problems we have, or how dark it may seem, we have hope. The Apostle Paul one time felt like he was very nearly out of hope. He was pressed beyond his ability to endure. At one point, he even despaired at life. He tells us in his second letter to the Corinthians, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we have suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." Life can be hard and full of difficulties for everyone. It may seem hopeless, but like Paul says, there is always hope. Paul continues by saying, "He has delivered us from such deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many." Paul put his hope in the Lord, and the Lord helped him through great peril. The Lord will help us as well. He will help you as well. No matter what our problems are, no matter what the world may throw at us, no matter what 2020 may throw at us, we have a Savior who is greater than all of that, and who has overcome the entire world. We're told in 1 John 4:4, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." And Jesus tells us in the book of John, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus Christ has overcome. He's overcome the world. He's overcome 2020. And he's even overcome death. Jesus can overcome anything that you bring before him. No problem is too great or too small for our Savior and our Father. When life seems hopeless, God is hope. If your problems seem insurmountable, bring them to him. Nothing is ever truly hopeless. God cares about each and every one of us. God cares about you. No matter how small you may think your problems are, he cares. No matter how great your problems are, he cares. God cares about you whether your problems are big or small. And whether your problems are big or small, you have hope in God. We're told in Philippians 4:7, with our problems, when we bring them to God, that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. With his resurrection, Jesus became the champion, and all his enemies will be brought under his feet. We're told in the book of Isaiah, "Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he has poured his life unto death, was numbered with the transgressors, but he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the trespassers." Jesus Christ is our victory, because Jesus Christ has obtained victory. With his resurrection, Jesus became our champion. Jesus has overcome. He has won. Now, with Jesus and through Jesus, we have the hope of being victorious as well. With Jesus' resurrection, our life and our victory have been guaranteed. Jesus Christ became victorious over life and death, so that through Christ we might have victory as well. Hebrews 2:14-16 tells us, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants." In 1 Corinthians 15:56-58, we're told, "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through Christ Jesus. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." And finally, in Romans 8:33-34, we're told, "Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." Sometimes it seems like there is no hope. Sometimes it feels like we are overcome by the problems that we are facing. Sometimes it seems like the devil is winning. The circumstances in life can seem hopeless. However, through it all, we have hope. We have hope of victory. We have the hope of perseverance. While Jesus was suffering, he knew he would be victorious. Through God's word, we know that we will be victorious as well. Jesus Christ has defeated Satan and overcome the world. Through Christ, we will have that same victory as well. We are overcomers. Jesus Christ has overcome death and has overcome the world. He is our champion and our victor. Our God is our comfort and our refuge. While we are here on this earth, we are going to face problems. But God is greater than every problem we could ever face. As Christians, we have a hope. As Christians, we have hope. There are times where we will suffer. There are times where we will feel overcome. It is not fun. Going through problems is tough. Even when you know God is going to get you through them, going through the storms is really hard. But God is right there with you. All the problems that you will face will pass away. Jesus is victorious. He is eternal. He is with you, and you will outlast all the difficulties that you will face. No matter how desperate things may seem, there is always hope. Our hope is in the eternal, and as such, our hope is eternal.